quite frankly, they're roles that they're already filling. Go to any town council meeting, you'll see lots of older adults. I mean, they are all over the fabric of our communities. And so it can be something like serving on a town council. It can be something a little different. Maybe you want to build a walking trail in your community and you want to learn how to get that started. You want to get other people who are interested in building that walking trail together and start working on that project.
Do seniors bring something to these leadership positions that is unique to older adults?
They have a world of experience and an incredible drive for making change and commitment to their communities. And so that, I think those are the two big things that we see. What do you think, Jen?
Yeah, I think definitely those, they have skills. Sometimes they bring skills from previous work experience. I also think that older adults, when we think about them in a community context, have that historical view of communities and often know why other initiatives haven't worked. We started Encore in 2009, and it was really an opportunity for us to develop a leadership program that would support older adults who are volunteering in their community. So a little different than some of the other leadership programs that were available at the time that really focused on work as a context for leadership. Encore members are adults 50 and older throughout the state. We currently have over 250 members who are volunteering in some capacity to make their communities a better place. It's a free program, and through that membership, they have access to ongoing trainings that we offer. We also offer networking sessions throughout the state to bring volunteers, older adults together to learn from each other, to troubleshoot. And we also offer an annual gathering where we bring folks together to learn and connect.
Now, I've been doing research on leadership development programs, and I can tell you the strengths of the Encore program in terms of a model for leadership development is that it really accentuates the networking and the sharing and trust building among the people who are participating. They get so much from those regional gatherings and opportunities to talk with other people who are struggling with other issues in their communities.
What have people who have been through Encore accomplished?
We have one member who has raised tens of thousands of dollars to save a local gathering place in her community. It's an old church. We have another member in Southern Maine who helped to convert an old church into a library, a new library space for that community. Again, raising lots of money for that project, but also bringing people together, helping to move some of that work forward. But even smaller examples could be local walking trails, helping to develop a downtown revitalization campaign. So really, if you think about having 250 members, we have over 250 projects going on in the state and lots of really great stories that we can share.
Just to perhaps make it a little more concrete for people, give me an example of something that you teach older people that they might not know. Jennifer?
Well, one of our very popular workshops is actually around how to deal with difficult people. So conflict resolution is a big issue that volunteers face in small communities, right? You know these people, you live together, you work together, and then when you have to move an effort forward together, sometimes that becomes tricky. So conflict resolution is one of those pieces that's really important, and that doesn't often come natural to folks.
Lilia?
When we look at leadership development, we know that communication skills is a core competency. People need to be able to learn how to be active listeners, understand the values of other people and their perspectives and how they influence the way people frame situations. We've taught them things about how to fundraise and write grants. We've taught them how to write and produce materials to support their work and promote their work through multimedia.
Thank you both very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.